姐妹新年蒙恩。
Brother and sister, peace to you in the new year.
很高兴在新的一年，我们能够来到主的面前。
We're happy to see this New Year Sunday. We can gather here in the Lord's house.
让我们今天也是很特别的，就是我们是有执事的就职典礼。
And today we're happy that we have that special deacon installation.
我自己侍奉主全时间二十多年。
Pastor Lin has been serving the Lord over 20 years.
我越来越觉得同工很重要。
You truly understand the importance of co-workers.
其实啊呢是。有好的同工就能够有好的事工。
We need good co-workers to have good ministry.
所以我们为今天是每一位是就职的执事们是来到感恩。
So today we want to give thanks to all the brothers and sisters who step forward as deacons.
当然我们也知道啊，那除了这些同工之外，还有许多同工在不同的事工上啊，那来到是服侍教会，服侍弟兄姐妹。
Of course, we know that we have many other co-workers besides the deacons to serve the church.
我们也为你们每一位来到感谢神。
We also want to give thanks for every single one of you.
我今天希望跟大家一同的思想的是一个比较是严肃的题目。
Today, we'd like to meditate on a more serious topic.
是上帝重用的人。
Those whom God uses.
我不知道你是对新的一年的感受怎么样。
I don't know what you think about this new year.
我今年是在圣诞新年的时候忽然之间发现自己那个心态上有一个很特别的转变。
Reverend Lin noticed during Christmas time that there's a very change in attitude in his heart.
那以前的时候好像年轻人一样总是觉得新的一年很开心。
Before, as a young person, is always very happy for the new year.
那总是好像在康当的时候，好像新的一年又来了。
It's always excited that the new year has come.
但是从今年开始，好像有点觉得凄凉。
But starting this year, he was feeling a little bit sad.
好像觉得好像将前面的岁月好像少了。
It seems like the days ahead is getting less.
所以更能够体会一些年长的弟兄姐妹的心态。
And can more identify with some of the elderly brothers and sisters.
所以我们更需要在神给的机会当中来到好好的服侍神。
So indeed, we need to take the opportunity that we have to serve the Lord.
我想今天我是特别的是想跟大家分享的是讲到是我们今天目前的光景。
Today we want to share about our situation today.
我知道你都爱教会。
We know that everyone loves the church.
因为不然那你不会在这里。
Otherwise, you would not be here.
不然那你不会愿意来敬拜。
Or you would not be willing to come to worship the Lord together.
不然那你不会愿意来奉献。
Or you would not be willing to offer.
也不会愿意为教会来到祷告。
And not willing to pray for the church.
我想我记得在神学院的时候，当时读过一个很重要的一个思想。
When Reverend Lin was in a seminary, he encountered a very important thought.
每一个教会都有一个生命的是期限。
Every church
a life cycle.
has a life cycle.
这个是生命的期限里面是就是好像今天打出来这个抛物线一样。
You can see this is a graph of the life cycle.
一个教会的开始常常是因为是有vision.
Often there's a special vision to initiate the birth of a church.
然后大家一同的愿意来做。
And everyone willing to work together.
然后接下来有时候这个教会到这个一定的成长的时候，有时候会遇到一个瓶颈。
After we reach a certain level and mature, that you may hit a bottleneck.
然后这里叫做 plateau.
It's a plateau.
Plateau 就是那个平线了，不能再就不能突破了。
You reach a flat stage that you cannot have any breakthrough.
然后慢慢大家就开始因循习惯，就不再为事工来的兴奋。
Then people may become apathetic and not excited for the ministry anymore.
然后最后慢慢的就开始会问说为什么我们现在是到这个光景。
People start questioning why we not doing well.
那当然在那个问的时候，有时候就会互相的指责，就会有 polarization， 就是互相指责。
And people start polarizing and criticizing each other.
然后最后呢，是常常一些的人就离开，然后教会就会没落。
Then lots of people may leave, and then the church will decline.
但是这个并不是教会的必然的是穷款。
But this is not the picture for every church.
因为什么呢？如果我们要避免是教会的这么样子的穷款的话呢，我们就要是不断的有新的是事工的目标。
We can avoid the decline by having continually renew our new direction and new dreams.
那我们当年的时候可能是有一个很美好的意向来到开始这个教会。
In the beginning, we have may have a very special dream or vision to start a church.
我今天早上跟 Uncle Philip 在一起祷告的时候，他就再次的想到说，我们教会开始的就是要是支持宣教的。
This morning, Reverend Lin was praying with Uncle Philip, and he reminded Reverend Lin that at the beginning, our church had a very strong sense of mission to support mission.
我们今天仍然如此。
And today, we continue to do so.
那我们是新的一年2013年，我们支持更多的宣教士。
In the new year 2013, we'll support even more missionaries.
我们也经费上也增加来的支持宣教。
And we have increased our funding to support missionaries.
这是我们的特色。
This is a special characteristics of this church.
如果根据那时候我学习的就是我们需要不断的是维持或者有新的事工的目标，有新的意向。
But we need to continue to sustain and to have new dreams and new visions.
这么样子我们才能够避免是走向下坡的道路。
Then we can avoid the decline of the church.
所以我们很需要的人是什么样子的人呢？
So what kind of people do we need?
上帝在圣经里面告诉我们需要是怎么样子的人才能够是让神的事工继续的走下去呢？
What kind of people do we need? What kind of people are described in the Bible?
从今天我们从士师记的基甸的打胜仗的那个记录里边，我们可以看到是两点。
Today we'll take a look at the passage about Gideon and his warfare with the Midians, and to learn two points.
第一，神需要的是刚强勇敢的人。
One, God wants fearless people.
第二的，神所需要的是那些忠心的人。
And secondly, God needs the faithful people.
我想这段经文大家都很熟悉。
I think everyone's very familiar with this passage.
所以我只把其中最重要的几点是读出来。
So we'll just highlight a few passages.
我们知道圣经上说那时候是当时神的那个子民是一盘散沙。
At that time, God's people they were not united.
那士师记很出名的一句话就是说，当时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
At that time, in the book of Judges, it keeps mentioning that at that time, the Israelites have no king, and everyone do it according to their own will.
那当每个人都自己要做自己的事情的时候，就没有力量。
So everyone trying to do their own thing, there's no strength.
当在一个打仗里面，如果每个人都是要自己的方法去做的时候，一定打败仗。
In the middle of fight, if you're trying to do things your own way, then you may lose.
当有恒的那个欺压来到的时候，或者有挑战来到的时候，如果每个人总是说做自己的一点点，用自己的方式，大家就一定是会溃败。
When there are challenges and oppressions, if you just do your own thing and ignore others, then everyone will fail.
所以神就后来兴起了一个很不可能的领袖。
So God raised up a very incredible leader.
那他的名字叫做基甸。
His name is Gideon.
那大家在前面那个士师记第六章，我们看见基甸是如何的一个胆小的人。
We can see in Judges chapter 6 that Gideon actually was very fearful, a cowardly person.
他收割的时候都躲起来收割。
When he was harvesting, he was hiding.
因为他怕人家来抢。
He was afraid people may come and rob him.
神感动他，叫他拆毁他村里的偶像，他是半夜去做的。
God moved him to remove the idols in the town, and he did it in the middle of the night.
因为他怕遇见其他的人。
Because he was afraid of other people.
然后神呼召他说：“你要带领这些以色列人来，是 抵抗当时的那外敌。
At that time, God called him to gather the Israelites to fight against the Midian.
那然后他怎么样子跟神求啊
？What did he say?
他说：“我向你求一个印证。”
He said, "I need a confirmation."
他说：“求你让我晚上摆一团羊毛放在禾场上。”
He said, "I will put some wool in the middle of the field."
那然后请你晚上让这个禾场四处都干的，早上，然后只有那个是羊毛里面有水。
Please let the field be dry and the wool be wet.
这个有点不太可能吧
？It seems very impossible.
你想想看，那到处都那个干的，只有那团羊毛有水。
How could everyone be dry? Everywhere be dry and only the wool wet?
那但是那个基甸早上起来拿起那团羊毛一挤，圣经上说挤出满盘的水来。
By the morning, he took the wool, and indeed it was wet and full of water.
神是给了他印证。
God gave him confirmation.
但他还不够哦。
But it was not enough.
那他说不行，主啊，你再给我一次印证。
He said, Lord, please give me a second sign.
那这个人真是美国人所讲 chicken 啊，这个人真是害怕。
He truly was a chicken.
那然后他跟神怎么说啊？他说：“这一次，求你给我一个另外的印证。”
He said, "Please give me another confirmation sign."
让禾场上到处都有露水。
Let the harvest field be wet.
这样羊毛是干的。
And only the wool is dry.
这是更不可能的事情嘛
？Indeed, it's an impossible task.
那个只有难道到处都下雨啊？那有露水，只有那一块没有吗
？How could everywhere before do, and then only the wool was dry?
但第二天早上，他发现神也做了。
The next day, God has answered his prayer.
神就给他这个印证。
And God had given him the confirmation.
然后他就开始呼召附近的那些的部落的人出来，是预备打仗。
So he called up the various tribes of the Israelites, prepare for battle.
然后来了32,000人。
There were 32,000 people.
不错哦。
That's pretty good.
但是神说。No, 不要这么多人。
But God said, I don't need so many people.
那神说，那神耶和华对基甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我自己的手救了我们。
The Lord said to Gideon, You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hand, or Israel will boast against me. My own strength has saved me.
然后神说，那我不需要那么多人。
God says, I don't need too many, so many people.
但我需要忠心的人。
But I need only the faithful.
我需要那个不害怕的人。
I need fearless people.
所以神就叫那个基甸向这些人宣布什么说呢
？So what did God ask Gideon to say to these people?
凡惧怕胆怯的可以回去。
For those who are afraid, may turn back and leave Mount Gideon.
然后怎么样子？发生什么事情
？Then what happened?
圣经上记载的，如果你用幽默感来看呢，是蛮有趣的。
If you take a look at it, it's actually quite humorous.
32,000人之中，22,000人走掉了。
Among 32,000 people, 22,000 people left.
等于说，如果今天牧师说我们需要一个大家来同工，然后三分之的人站起来走掉了。
Just like today, if a pastor said, we need co-workers to do some ministry, and two-thirds of you just got up and left.
你想这个令人是不是很气馁
It's truly very discouraging.
但是神说不要紧
But God said it's fine.
因为神要用的是那些刚强的人
Because God needs the fearless people to serve him.
我们在圣经里面看见神常常的呼召一个人的时候，就给他说你要刚强壮胆。
We often see that when God was calling someone, He said you need to be strong and courageous.
那在摩西离开世界之前，他对以色列人最后的一个劝勉是什么呢
？Before Moses left the world, what was the last advice he gave to the Israelites?
他说你们当刚强壮胆，因为耶和华你的神和你同去。
Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you.
那这是多么重要的一件事情。
Very important thing.
我们那是可以刚强壮胆，是因为神与我们同在。
We can be strong and be courageous because the Lord is with us.
当我们做的事情，我们知道是合乎神旨意的，我们就知道神会祝福，神会同在。
When we know that we're doing God's will, we know God will bless us. God will be with us.
我们看教会的历史里面有多少的人，他们常常是孤军的作战，但是他们不害怕，因为神与他们同在。
Throughout church history, we can see a lot of people were fighting themselves, but they were not afraid because they know the Lord was with them.
我们也知道，当然很重要的是有一样事情，就是说我们要活得神不离弃我们。
But we need to live in such a way that God will not depart from us.
那《生命记》23:14里面有一段话很重要。
In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 14, that's a very important passage.
他说：“耶和华你的神常在你的当中行走，要救护你，那要将仇敌交给你，使你得胜。所以什么呢？”你的营里当圣洁，免得他见你那里有污秽，就离开你。
For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you and to deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy, so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you.
所以我们很重要的，我们自己要哈呢是常常的反省，说我们当中有没有让神离开我们的理由。
So we need to reflect, self-reflect, to see if there's any reason that God has departed from us.
有没有什么的理由让神会转眼不看我们的？
Is there any reasons that God will not see among us anymore and will turn away from us?
但是另外一方面的就是说，我们是需要按照神的教导而行。
So that means that we need to live according to God's teaching.
在约书亚记里面第一章，我们看见神呼召约书亚的时候，跟他怎么说？
Book of Joshua, we can see when God was calling Joshua, what did he say?
他说你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，使你无论往何处去都可以顺利。
Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful.Whatever you go.
当我们按照神的教导而生活的时候，我们可以知道神会负责。
As long as we obey the law, we know that God will be responsible.
同样的，还能是在这段话里面，神再次的向约书亚提醒。
In the same chapter, God reminded him again.
圣经里面常常有些的事情，神认为重要的讲了一次，讲了两次。在这里很特别的是。神在同时一口气里面再重复一次。
We can see that important things in the Bible is often repetitive, and here we see that God repeated one more time.
那听起来好像跟老人家一样。
Seems like it's an old man listening to an old man.
那我有时候讲话也是这么样子。
Sometimes Reverend Lin will do the same.
那个这是我跟父亲学的。
And it's learned from his father.
因为父亲是教书的。
Reverend Lin's father was a teacher.
那他常常讲话都是一点、两点、三点。
Often says point number one.
最后还要重复一次，再来一个总结。
And then he will conclude and repeat it.
所以请大家原谅。
So please forgive him.
但是这里呢是约书亚记，神就再次的不厌其详的再讲一次。
But in the book of Joshua here, God said it one more time here.
说好，你要谨守遵行是这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful.
我们今天如果按照神的话语去生活，
So if we live according to God's will,
如果我们做的是合乎神的心意的教导的，
If we do things according to His will and teaching,
我们就能够刚强壮胆，
We can be strong and courageous.
我们就不需要害怕。
We do not need to be afraid.
因为无论在哪里，神都会与我们同在。
No matter where we are, God will be with us.
当圣经里讲到这方面的时候，也有几个蛮有意思的提醒在新约里面。
But in the New Testament, there's a couple very important reminders.
那个哥林多前书16:1
First Corinthians chapter 16.
讲到要刚强的时候，提醒我们有两点要做的。
There's two things we need to do.
其实意思跟前面约书亚记的是一样。
It's the same message as the book of Joshua.
我们要在真道上站立得稳。
We need to stand firm in the faith.
不是只是说能随着人意来到做。
Not according to a man's idea.
并且还有一样很重要的，神很重视的，就是我们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
Very important things. Do everything in love.
那这很重要，一方面要真理，一方面要有爱心。
It's very important to balance the truth and also love.
不是只是说因为我今天有爱心，我就不顾真理。
It's not that because of love that we can ignore the truth.
那也不是说因为我今天只是强调真理，我就把爱心是忘记了。
Or to emphasize the truth and forget about love.
求神给我们智慧，能够将真理与爱心来到平衡。
May God give us wisdom to balance truth with love.
然后以弗所书也提醒我们另外一方面。
And Ephesians, it reminded one more thing.
说什么？我们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力走刚强的人。
That be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
不是说我们有力量。
Not because we have any power.
也不是说我们多几个人就有力量。
Not because we have more people, therefore we have more power.
而是说我们要靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人。
We need to depend on the Lord and His mighty power.
所以这个就是我们中国人所说的，不是匹夫之勇。
It's not based on your own strength.
而是说真的大智慧、大勇敢。
But to have true wisdom and great courage.
我想到一个很有意思的例子。
Remember thought about illustration.
就是。在1950几年的时候，美国开始了这个有色人种的平权活动。
In the 1960s, America, there's a civil rights movement.
这个 civil rights movement 的开始是谁呢？是一个黑的姊妹，黑人的姊妹，叫做 Rosa Parks。
The movement started by an African American sister. Her name is Rosa Parks.
我叫她姊妹，是因为她是一个基督徒。
She was a Christian.
那其实当时黑人那个有色人种的平权活动的大部分的推手都是基督徒。
At that time, most of the leaders of the civil rights movement were Christians.
大家可能今天六十年代之后来的我们华人大概不知道这些故事。
For people who came after 1960s, you may not know the story.
以前在这个有色人种平权活动之前。是有色人种都是被歧视的。
Before the civil rights movement, there's great discrimination against.
在一些的在一些的那个地方比如一个公车前面的写明是白人坐的，后面的才是有色人种坐的。
For example, in the bus, white people can sit in the front, and the people of color can sit in the back.
然后甚至厕所都有分开，有色人种跟那个白人用的。
Even restrooms are separate. For whites and for colored people.
特别是在美国南部，这个情况更严重。
Especially in the South of America.
所以其实那时候中国人也受害。
At that time, Chinese people also were discriminated against.
因为我们也是皮肤有颜色。
We also consider people of color.
我们有一个认识一个长辈，他认识从前中国的科学家钱学森。
Reverend Lin knew someone who knew a Chinese scholar. Mr. Chen.
钱学森是帮中国做第一颗原子弹的科学家。
He was a scientist that helped China to build their first nuclear bomb.
但是为什么他会从这里的美国回到中国去呢？
Why did he go back to China from America?
其中一个原因就是当时在五十年代的时候，他在 Caltech 教书的时候，他备受歧视。
Because in the 50s, when he was teaching in Caltech, he was discriminated against.
Caltech 附近就是有一个地区叫 San Marino.
Right next to Caltech, there's an area called San Marino.
他已经是一个教授。
He was a professor at that time.
他想很方便的在附近买个房子。
He would like to buy a house right nearby.
在当时的那个城市的章程里面说，我们的房子不卖给有色的人。
By that time, in the housing contract, it says the house will not be sold to people of color.
今天我们很多人住的很好的地方。
Today, many of us live in a very nice neighborhood.
很好的地区。
Very nice area.
你知道吗？五十年前、六十年前，在这个 civil rights movement 之前，你有钱都不卖给你。
Before the civil rights movement, even if you have money, you cannot live in certain area.
因为他们就说明不卖给有色人种。
It was written out that they don't sell them to the people of color.
但是这个有色人种的平权活动开始是这个Rosa Parks 这一位女士。
But the beginning of the movement started with this sister.
她开始的是其实一个很小的举动。
It started with a very small behavior.
在1955年的时候。
1955.
有一天，她下了班，坐上车子。
One day after work, she went on the bus.
那黑人的那个部分已经坐满人。
And the section for the people of color is already full.
但是那个白人的部分有很多的空位。
But there are lots of empty seats in the section for
whites. 她就跑去坐在白人的那个部位。
So she went to sit in the area for whites.
当那个售票员叫她滚回去的时候，她不肯动。
when the people tell her to go back to the section for the colored people, she refused.
但从这个小小的一个拒绝合作的运动里面，开始了美国的有色人种的平权活动。
From this small act of a refusal to move, that started the civil rights movement.
最后啊，呢到美国的最高法院。
And it went all the way to the Supreme Court.
最后啊，那法院判下来说啊，那个是以种族来的分隔是不合法的。
The Supreme Court ruled that racial segregation is not constitutional.
所以今天白人、黑人、黄种人都可以在同一个地方吃饭，同一个地方是居住，也在同一个学校里读书。
So today, people of all races can live together, eat together, work together.
好，那他讲了一个很有意思的，他说去要做正确的事情。
She said a very interesting thing about doing the right thing.
那在他的回忆录里面叫做 Quiet Strength 里面，他有这一段话。
In her biography called Quiet Strength is listed here.
他说好呢，我学到原来是当我愿意是做正确的事情的时候，我就不害怕。
I have learned over the years that knowing that what must be done does away with fear.
他说当我那天坐在巴士上坐到白人的那边去的时候，我其实没有想到我会变成创造历史。
When I sit down on the bus that day, I had no idea history was being made. I was only thinking about getting home.
我只是想回家而已。
I'm just thinking about getting home.
但是那天我脑海里做了一个决定。
But in her mind, she said she made a decision.
他说经过这么多年来看到我的同胞是受到不公平的对待。
So after so many years of being victim of the mistreatment of my people.
所以我那天决定说我再不会是乖乖的跑到黑人的那边坐下来。
She decided not to give up her seat.
然后我愿意是面对是那后果。
And whatever I have to face afterwards was not important.
他说我不感到任何的恐惧。
I did not feel any fear.
因为我相信上帝会给我力量。
I felt the Lord would give me the strength.
那是做该做的事情。
To do the right thing.
所以我就拒绝是站起来走开。
So I refused to move.
我想这就是当我们在做正确的事的时候所有的那一种的那力量是来自神的。
The strength that we have when we're trying to do the right thing comes from the Lord.
那并不是说看别人的脸孔。
It's not because of other people.
甚至不是看别人的反应。
It's not because of other people's reaction.
那而是看知道自己是做神要的正确的事情。
To know that we're doing the right thing that God wants us to do.
我当年开始侍奉的是在一个千人以上的教会里面。
When Reverend Lin started his service, it was in a church of about 1,000 people.
有时候每个人有每个人的意见，特别是对父母师来讲很不容易。
At that time, many people have different opinions. It's very difficult for an assistant pastor.
那有时候人家会说你该这么做，该那么做。
Some people say, "Oh, you should do this. You should do that."
那中国人有句话说，顺的歌情是扫意。
Said.You're obedient to one person, then you offend another person.
所以那时候有一个弟兄是在厨房里担任那个侍奉的。
At that time, there was a brother who was serving in the kitchen ministry.
他没有受过神学教育。
He did not receive any seminary teaching.
但是他很欢喜读圣经。
But he loved to study the Bible.
有时候你知道他的那个副牧师嘛，总是找一些他的那个所谓小人物聊天。
So as an assistant pastor who's talked to some of these people, that seems very trivial.
然后有一次跟他讲我的困难，他就给我这一段的话。
So one time Reverend Ding was sharing about his difficulty with him, and he gave him this passage.
我这么多年都还记得。
He still remembered it.
加拉太书一章十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
其实这是保罗的话。
This is Paul's word.
我现在还是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心？
Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God?
如果我只是要讨人的欢喜的话，我就不是基督的仆人。
If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
这个并不是说牧师要跟每个人打架。
It doesn't mean that as a pastor you need to fight with everyone.
但是而是说，当我要做决定的时候，我最终的决定是要讨神的喜悦。
But when you try to make a decision, you know your decision should be based on pleasing the Lord.
不是说要讨人的欢喜。
Not pleasing people.
所以我也希望大家能够明白。
So I hope everyone can understand.
那不是说有时候牧师不听你讲的。
It's not because sometimes the pastor will not listen to you.
那而是说因为我最终的我是神的仆人，要讨神的喜悦。
But as a pastor, he's a servant of the Christ. He needs to please the Lord.
我相信我们当中每个人也应当如此。
I know every one of us should be like that too.
我也鼓励我们的执事、我们的同工都要如此。
I encourage all the deacons, our co-workers, to be like this.
因为我们都是谁呢？我们是耶稣的仆人。
We're all servant of Christ.
我们不是只是来这里讨人的喜悦。
We're not here to try to please people.
最后，我们看见神要用的是。勇敢的人之外，还要用的是那些是忠心的人。
Secondly, we see that God wants to use faithful people.
神说还是太多人了，一万人还太多。
God says 10,000 people is still too much.
所以神就基甸说，你带他们到水泉那里去。
And he said he told Gideon to bring those people near the water.
那说你看看那些喝水的人。
See those people how they drink the water.
从前的时候没有好的那个水瓶，不像我们今天有瓶装水。
At that time, they did not have bottled water.
那时候人到水泉旁怎么喝水呢？
So how do they drink near the water?
有些人是就这么趴在地上，就舔那个水。
Some people scoop down and lap the water with their tongue.
那但是也有一些人呢，把水捧在手上来喝。
Some people drink from cup hands.
然后神就说那些还能铺在那里还能那个喝水的人都可以回家。
He said, those who were lapping water with their tongues, they can go home.
然后我要用的就是那些把水捧在手上来喝的人。
I want to use those who cup the water in their hand and drink from it.
圣经学者还能有很多的解释。
There are lots of different explanations for this reason.
为什么神要选那些把水捧起来在手上喝的人？
Why did God choose these people who cup the water in their hand?
但是一般的解释是这么样子。
But the most common explanation is this.
当你伏在地上喝水的时候，你看不看到周遭发生的事情？
When you kneel down near the water and drink it with your tongue, can you see your surroundings?
可不可以？看不见。
No, you cannot.
但是当你好像很机警，你知道在打仗，你要防备的时候，你就把水捧起来喝，你可以周遭还看得很清楚。
But if you cup the water in your hand and drink from it, you can still pay attention to your surroundings and be very vigilant.
所以神要用的是这些那个是有责任感的人。
So God wants to use people who are responsible people.
你要想想看，他们当时是在打仗哦。
Just remember, at that time they were fighting.
他们不是去 picnic 哦。
They're not going for a picnic.
那他们是要打仗的时候，你看到水就呼呼就在那里喝了，然后呢，你前面人家后面你都看不到了。
If you in the middle of a fight, you saw water and you kneel down to drink, you cannot see your enemy.
但是只有当你很机警，要前后都小心，然后你把水捧起来喝的时候，就是说你是一个很负责任的人。
But if you're very vigilant and careful and you took a cup of water in your hand and drink from it, it shows that you're a very responsible and faithful person.
所以上帝说我就要用这些忠心的人。
So God says, I want to use these faithful people.
然后最后剩下多少人？
So at the end, how many people do we have?
300人。
We have 300 people.
开始的时候是32,000人。
Start out with 32,000.
现在剩下1%。
Now we only have 1%.
等于说是好像我们今天在座大家都出去了，只剩下大概前面三个人。
Like today, that everyone will leave and only have 3 people left.
但是神说，我就要用这300人。
But God says, I want to use the 300 people.
跟我们看见神要用的是忠心的人，有责任感的人。
God wants to use responsible people, faithful people.
在圣经里面，新约里面特别常常把执事跟忠心是连在一起。
In the New Testament, we often see deacons linked with being faithful.
那有些地方圣经是翻译成在英文圣经里面翻译成 servants of God.
So deacons often will also translate as servants of God.
所以我们看见最常大家熟悉的就是哥林多前书四章一到二节。
The most familiar passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 2.
说我们都是基督的执事，基督的仆人，但是什么？我们要有忠心。神要求的是有忠心。
That we are servants of Christ, and we must prove faithful.
然后另外在哥罗西书，我们看见提到好几个忠心的执事。
And in Colossians, I mentioned several very faithful deacons.
所以我们在圣经里面看见执事跟忠心，还有跟仆人都连在一起。
Bible, we can see deacons often linked with being faithful and being with servants.
我们比如在哥罗西书一章七节。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 7.
我们看到保罗有一个很好的同工，我们不太认识他其他的情况，但知道他叫以巴弗。
We know that Paul has a very good co-worker. We don't know much about him, but his name is Epaphras.
那他是什么？一个做仆人的人。
He was a servant.
他是一个基督忠心的执事。
He was a faithful minister of Christ.
那圣经里就是这么样子记载他。
This is how the Bible recorded about him.
一个做仆人的人。
A servant.
一个愿意为基督的缘故放下身段的人。
Someone who's willing to lower his position for Christ.
一个愿意为基督的缘故放下自己的一己的小小的意见，而愿意使大家一同来到服侍的。
Someone who's willing to put down his own opinion to serve the Lord together.
然后他是忠心的。
He was faithful.
那不是说今天你不听我的，我就走了。
Not that, oh, you won't listen to me, then I'm going to leave.
那是一个很忠心的人。
But to be faithful.
所谓广东人说，打风都吹不掉的。刮风都吹不走的。
Even the wind cannot blow you away.
而这个以巴弗他在什么事上忠心呢？
In what kind of ministry was this brother being faithful?
我们在哥罗西书四章那里就看到保罗提到他，再次说他是仆人，然后说是什么？他的忠心就是在祷告之间常常为你们竭力的祈求。
We can see it again in Colossians chapter 4, verses 12 to 13, how Paul mentioned that he was very faithful in prayer.
很奇妙，他是那么样子忠心为教会来的祷告。
He was a faithful brother praying for the church.
所以神就纪念他，所以在圣经里面记上这一笔。
And you can see that God saw that and recorded this in the Bible.
这以巴弗，每次以后当人想到以巴弗，都就想到一个忠心为教会祷告的仆人。
So when you think of Epaphras, you think about a very faithful servant praying for the church.
保罗也有另外一位同工叫做推基古。
Paul has another co-worker, Tychicus.
样子他是，咱们圣经上提到他的也是什么呢？说到忠心做仆人。
And Bible also recorded saying that he was a faithful minister.
然后提到他什么？常常是能够做一个安慰人的人。
And he also often encourage other people and comfort other people.
忠心来的安慰别人。
And to comfort others.
哪里有需要，哪里就跑去。
Wherever there's need, he was willing to serve.
我有一个好朋友，现在做牧师了。
Reverend Lin has a good friend who's a pastor now.
他是我第一个服侍的教会里面的一个忠心的执事。
He was a faithful deacon where Reverend Lin served in the first church.
我常常两件事情一辈子忘不了。
He will always remember these two things.
那时候我父亲突然之间过世。
At that time, Reverend Lin's father passed away very suddenly.
我们全家当时都在香港那个移民面试。
The whole family were in Hong Kong.
父亲在加拿大过世。
Father passed away in Canada.
我们要先回来美国。所谓 landed 报到了进了口，然后才能够再到加拿大去。
Reverend Lin, they have to land in the United States, then they can go to Canada.
我还记得那天我哭着，可能从飞机上一直哭了十几个小时回来。
At that time, Reverend Lin remember, he was very sad and was crying throughout the whole trip.
然后我记得什么东西都吃不下，对我来讲是很少有的。
And very rarely that he completely lost his appetite.
然后那个我们回到家。
And he arrived home.
发现灯家里灯光还能通亮着。
He noticed his home. The light was on.
我们觉得奇怪，我们明明走的时候都关好灯的嘛。
He you remember that, that they turned off all the lights before they left.
然后门一打开
and opened the door,
看见这位执事弟兄在我们的家里。
He saw this deacon brother at their home.
他原来问了另外一位啊，那个有我们钥匙的啊，那老姊妹拿了我们家的钥匙。
He took the key from an older sister who had a key to the house.
跑到我们家里，把所有的家里都打扫了。
And he cleaned up a house.
然后还把晚饭煮好。
And cooked dinner for them.
所以我们一进到回到家里，有一顿的暖饭。
As soon as they arrive home, they have a warm meal waiting.
啊，那他在他的那个家里门口张开手来到他的那个拥抱我们。
And he was waiting for them with open arm.
一辈子忘不了。
He will never forget that.
好，知道时间差不多了，有人在开始响铃了。
Time is limited.
所以圣经上他的那个是给我们看见忠心，当然是跟鼓励人。
We can see that the Bible mentioned about being faithful and also being encouraged.
我也希望我们当中，我们每一个服侍神的人都能够那么样子贴心。
So all remind us all our servant that we need to be very considerate.
啊，那也希望我们每个人都能够在别人的需要上看见自己的责任。
That we can see our own responsibility in other people's need.
啊，那最后在路加福音。
Lastly, in the Gospel of Luke. 啊。
彼得那时候就问耶稣了。
Peter asked Jesus.
啊，那个耶稣讲了一个管家的比喻之后，彼得就说：“你是要求我们呢，还是要求别人？”
Jesus taught a parable about servants, and Peter asked, "Were you asking for us or others?"
那样子哈，那耶稣的回答是怎么样呢
？What did Jesus answer?
耶稣说：“谁是那忠心有见识的管家，按照主人的事情来做呢？”
So who's a faithful
and wise manager.
Faithful and wise manager.
啊，那样子是，当他这么样子做，主人看到的时候，这仆人就有福了。
And that time, it will be good for the servant whom the master find doing so when he returns.
也就是说，这个不是只是职分。
This is not just a position.
啊，那不是说今天我给你这个职位，所以你要去做这些事情。
It's not that I give you this position today that you need to do this.
而是说，你如果有忠心，你的行动就证实你是神的仆人。
But if you're faithful, your action will prove that you are God's servant.
所以不是只是戴了一个帽子。
So it's not just a hat that you wear.
而是说你的行动证明你是不是神的仆人。
But your action will prove that you're indeed a servant of the Lord.
有时候我们的忠心不是只是在很大的事上。
Sometimes our faithfulness is not just in big things.
我们需要在小事上也要忠心。
But we need to be faithful in small things also.
那最后一个生活的事例。
Lastly,
那在2007年的时候，有一个年轻人叫做 Elliot Huck。
In 2007, there was a young man called Elliot Huck.
And so Elias, good name.
Very good name.
And 他是那个放弃参加全国的拼字总决赛。
He gave up the 2007 National Spelling Bee final.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那年的 Spelling Bee 是在礼拜天举行。
That year, the Spelling Bee was held on a Sunday.
他是很有机会，是赢得这个决赛的。
And he had great potential to win.
但是他选择不去参加。
He chose not to attend.
因为他说礼拜天是敬拜神的时候，不是参加 Spelling Bee 的时候。
Because Sunday is a day for worship, not to join in competition.
那他早一年去参加过。
He attended the previous year.
他知道他在华盛顿，其实他很欢喜。
He was very happy.
然后他也很高兴能够参与。
And he was very joyful to join the competition.
所以他是经过考虑之后而放弃的。
And he thought about it and he gave up the National Spelling Bee final.
因为在他的心目中，圣经上十诫里说，那个要守安息日为圣日，他就认为他就不应当在那天参加 Spelling Bee.
He believed according to the Bible, the Ten Commandments, that we need to haveSabbath, and he would like to worship the Lord on Sunday.
当人还能访问人家访问他的时候
，when people went to interview him,
这么样子大的一个牺牲
This is a great sacrifice.
这么大的一个放弃。
He gave up a great deal.
这是他的原因。
And this was his reason.
他说我相信上帝知道什么是最好的。
I have accepted that God knows what is best.
我就要按照他的话语而行。
I'm just going to do what he says.
阿能，这就是在忠心的表现。
And this is a demonstration of being faithful.
阿能，我们今天其实仍然的，我们是在一个战争当中。
And today we are in a spiritual battle.
阿能，圣经上在以弗所书六章说，我们今天是在打一个属灵的征战。
Ephesians chapter 6 reminds us that we are fighting a spiritual battle.
我们是为教会的将来而战。
We're fighting for the future of our church.
我们是为神的国而战。
We're fighting for God's kingdom.
我们是还能，故此我们需要的是什么？是勇敢、刚强、勇敢的人。
So we need fearless servants.
愿意敬畏神多过害怕人。
Who are willing to please God more than pleasing people.
我们也需要是忠心的人。
We need faithful people.
不是说今天我戴了这个帽子，所以我才做这个事情。
Not because I have this position, so I get to do this job.
而是说因为我心里有感动，说知道啊，那我的主人是基督，所以我愿意忠心的去做。
But in my heart, I know that my Master is Christ. I'm willing to serve it this way.
无论人家看见不看见，
regardless of other people,
无论有没有人鼓掌，
regardless of other people's applause,
无论还能做这个是还能那个，我需要辛苦，需要牺牲，
even though it may require sacrifice,
但是因为耶稣爱我，我愿意做。
Because Jesus loved me, I'm willing to do it.
所以在新的一年，
so in this new year,
让我们以这个来共勉。
We want to encourage each other with this.
耶稣只有十一个门徒。
Jesus only has 11 disciples.
但他们每个人都全然的摆上。
Every one of them sacrificed their whole being.
所以福音能够在那一代就传开。
So the gospel could be spread in that generation.
今天我们这里多过十一个人。
Today we have more than 11 people here.
我们还能相信，如果我们每个人都能够是做在神眼中勇敢而忠心的人。
We believe that if everyone here can be the courageous, fearless, and faithful servants of the Lord,
我相信神会兴旺这个教会。
God will raise up this church.
神会祝福我们手所做的工。
God will bless the things that we do here.
让我们一同用祷告来到主的面前。
Let's pray for the Lord.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你与那些是勇敢与忠心的人同在。
Because you are with those who are fearless and those who are faithful.
并且你会负全然的责任。
And you are truly responsible.
在新的一年，我们再次的在你面前。
In this new year, we come before you.
我们祈求主你自己帮助我们。
We ask for your help.
让我们都能够是勇敢而忠心。
Help us to be fearless and help us to be faithful.
让我们爱主爱教会。
Help us to love the Lord and love the church.
让我们愿意放下自己，做一个仆人来到服侍你。
That we'll be willing to put down ourselves and to be a servant.
也服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
To serve you and to serve brothers and sisters.
并且服侍那些有需要的人。
Serve those who are in need.
让我们在别人的需要上看见自己的责任。
In others' needs, we can see our own responsibility.
求主就帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
也求主是祝福我们。
May you also bless us.
让我们每个人都能够在今年都听到主你自己对我们的呼召。
They can hear your calling this year in our life.
恭敬的祷告。
We pray all this.
因为是你先爱了我们。
Because you have loved us first.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.